Okay, today's daf is Chagiga, daf Chav Zayin, the last daf here in Meseches Chagiga, and the last daf in Seder Moed of Shas Bavli, as we continue this travels through Shas, and we get to the second stop. Well, Zoram didn't take so long, but Moed is took us a while, and we'll talk about the last line of the Masechta, where Rish Lakish says, based on a Kal Vachomer, Ein or shall Gehenim shall let us be Poshe Yisrael. The fire of Gehenim does not have any effect on Poshe Yisrael. It means on Jews. Kal Vachomer means Mizbeach Hazav. Right? Kal Vachomer from the golden Mizbeach. Why my Mizbeach Hazav? She'ein Olav Ela Ka'ovi Diner Zav. The golden Mizbeach only has a thin layer of gold, and yet that thin layer of gold protects it from the fire that's on it. Nothing happens to the gold. Kamashonim Ein Ha'or Sholetes Bo. Right? The or, the fire that's, you light on the little, on the top of the Mizbeach Hazav, you light the Ktores on fire, so that doesn't affect the gold. So even though it only has a thin layer, that's enough of a protection. Poshe Yisrael, so Jews, even the Poshe Yisrael, Shemilein Mitzvos Karimon, that are filled with mitzvos like a pomegranate is filled with seeds. Dechsiv, Kapela Harimon Rakaseich, Altikri Rakaseich, Ela Reikonin Shebach, right? You might call it Rakaseich, but call it Reikonin. Even those that are empty, even the Jews that are empty are filled with mitzvos. So Alachas Kama Vakama, surely those mitzvos will protect the Jew from the external fire, from the fire of Gehenna. And there are different questions dealt with, how do you understand this line? If they're filled with mitzvahs, why are they called empty ones? Right? Even the empty Jews are filled with mitzvahs karimah. So they're not empty. Well, we dealt with that regular daf shir. We'll talk today about a more general topic related, and this line of melee and mitzvahs karimah. There are many mitzvahs that we know, that we have. Probably more than any other religion. The laws that we have, 365, 248, and today we'll talk about the message of having so many mitzvahs. Right, of Malay and mitzvahs. Every Jew is Malay and mitzvahs, right? It's based on the Mishnah and the end of Mesachas Makos, Rabbi Hanani ben Akashi Omer. Arguably, the most famous Mishnah in all of Shas. Because this is the Mishnah that Kla Yisrael has picked in order to say over when you need a Kaddish. Right? They could have picked a shorter one, right? Lefum Tzara Agra, right? Ben Bagbag, Ben Hehe. But no, this is the mitzvah, this is the one that was picked. Razak HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezakah says Yisrael, Lefika Achir Ba'alehem Torah Mitzvahs. Hashem wanted to give us a schus, and therefore he was marbet Torah and mitzvos to us. So the question that the Rishonim already ask is, so how is that a schus? How is that a schus to have so many mitzvos? Wouldn't it be easier a schus just to have 5 mitzvos, 20 mitzvos? Right? How is it such a great thing? Or to ask it in another way, don't mitzvos limit my life? Don't let mitzvahs minimize my creativity, right? We have so many do's and don'ts, right? How do I get the most out of mitzvahs? Kihim chayim chayenu v'yorach yameinu. So how do we look at the package of mitzvahs? So again, there's a number of approaches in the Rishonim, the Rambam, the Maharal. We'll see if we have time for those. But I'll just add on a couple of others that are found in the sources. First of all, we believe that mitzvahs are a package, as is. This is expressed here. We've quoted this many times in the past, but it belongs right here too. That we don't pick and choose mitzvos. There could be more mitzvos certain mitzvos that we connect to on a deeper level, but mitzvos are our package deal. That's the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh's comment in Parshas Ekev, where the Pasuk says in Paraches Pasuk Aleph, Kol HaMitzvah, the entire mitzvah, Asher Anochi Mitzavcha, as Rashi already quotes, it should be Kol HaMitzvos, all the mitzvos. Why does it say Kol HaMitzvah? So Rashi quotes, Eina mitzvah nikra la misha gomra, you have to do the entire mitzvah. But the Aruch Chaim says, to teach us the message of it's a package deal. Kol ha-mitzvah, the entire mosaic and package of mitzvos. Because he says there's a dangerous attitude out there. Ha-ish Moshe hiskil b'libos b'nei adam, ki ruach echad yit'eim k'katan k'gadol. There is a mentality that might cause one to go astray. V'hu sulam l'hamit b'avodas Hashem. And it's a ladder to minimize one, to cause one to go down in avodas Hashem. V'latzeis b'derach hachayim. And to go away from the path of life. What is that? Ki basos adam yimitzvos Hashem beiz o gimol, basher tavona. Somebody's going to do 2 or 3 mitzvos. They'll start patting themselves on the back. I'm such a great person. I excel in this area. And they won't focus on the other areas. I'm a davening guy. I'm a tzedakah guy. I'm a chesed guy. Right? I'm a learning guy. But we'll forget the other areas of our avodas Hashem. And he says, and this nega, this plague has has gone even into the hearts of those haholchim b'toras Hashem, lahavzos hamitzvos hakalos, v'rosam shem lomdei Torah, u'mekayim ro mitzvos. I learned Torah all day. This mitzvah is beneath me. So says the Archaim HaKadosh, no. It's a package. It's a package, just like he quotes the Zohar that mentions that every mitzvah is keneged, 248 asays is keneged our ivarim, 365 los asays are keneged our gidim, and just like an entire body requires all the sinews and muscles and limbs, right? If it gives the muscle, you go to a doctor and say, doctor, my pinky is killing me. And he looks at you and he's like, it's okay, you have 9 other fingers. They work well. What are you complaining about? He said, no, but my pinky hurts. Like, you have 19 digits that are perfect. So you have one that's not. Okay, live with it. We would go to another doctor because, you know, that little one affects the whole organism. And that little one has a hashpah. So same thing with mitzvos. Every mitzvah connects to another limb of our body. And therefore, we have to try to make sure that we don't want to be in balmum. We don't want to be in balmum. And therefore, it's a package. So there are many ways to... That's the yesod. But what are ways that we can help appreciate the package of mitzvah? So, number one, a couple of ideas. Number one, goof for the fact that we don't make the rules and that we have to shape our lives with the knowledge of what another being wants. That sacrifice itself causes the relationship to succeed. Because every relationship that we have in life, in order to succeed, requires sacrifice. I need to pull back from what I want to do. I need to focus on the other in order to build a relationship to blossom. That's every relationship. Right? There's a website, marriage.com. True love stories lean very heavily on compromise and sacrifices to flourish. What are you willing to sacrifice to ensure your relationship is successful? Right? Sacrifice may sound awful, but it's one of the purest ways to show love for someone. Saying I love you is good and necessary, but giving of yourself time after time is proof that you really mean what you say. Cooking dinner every night when you're tired is a sacrifice. Getting up 2 hours early to earn the income for your family, v'chulu. That's if we, so to speak, sacrifice. If we shape our lives to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, that itself builds the relationship. Right? The Sefer Yikarim says, that's what we have to do. We're really one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're a unit. Remember the Sefer Yikarim towards the end of the Sefer in Dalet Mem Hei has the beautiful idea we mentioned in a Parsha Shir many years ago of the Brisbane HaBesarim. Right? Why is it called Brisbane HaBesarim? The covenant of the parts. What do you mean the parts? So Rashi quotes Chazal that in the days of old, how they used to make a covenant, they used to cut an animal in half and they used to walk in between the halves of the animal. Sounds really strange. You know, why is that the way to make a covenant in the days of Avram Avinu? And that's what Avram walked between the parts, and then Hashem's fire walked between the parts. The answer is, because a covenant means two have become one. A covenant means now there's one whole, and I have to look at the other member of the covenant as my other half. So we take a whole item, we cut it in half, a whole natural item. You can't take a whole half a table, because I made that table. What makes that table a unit? An animal. I take an animal, which is a whole unit, and I cut it in half, and I walk in between as if to say, now we are two halves. So Hashem, by commanding that, so to speak, sacrificed and said, I'm not alone anymore. I'm not alone anymore. I've taken another half in my existence. And that's what we have to do. Batel ritzon cham ebnei ritzono. Right? Just giving. The more you give, the more you love. The famous words of Rav Dessler, right? Not the more you love, the more you give. The more you give, the more you love, says Rav Dessler, and therefore, the more we give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, how do we give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We do what he asks for, right? We give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so in that way, that is, we'll build the relationship. Kaviyachol, Hashem also sacrifices for us, right? There are many sources that say that Hashem, that the creation of the world in the Kabbalistic realm, that itself was a sacrifice to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever it means that he had to be mitzamtzem himself. Hashem took up the whole universe, but he had to limit himself in order to make room for us. So whatever that means, the message is that he sacrificed for himself in order to create the relationship. There's even a lashon of the Gemara in Yuma Daf Asamach Tes. Hashem is kovesh yitzro, shenosein erach hapayim l'rishayim. He sacrifices in order to have that relationship. So number one, so many mitzvos gives us an opportunity to sacrifice for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to build a relationship. Number two, the fact that we have mitzvos, and especially limits, ironically, gives us more freedom. Ein lecha ben chored ela misha osek b'Torah. What does that mean? That's the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. How is that possible? So Rabbi Lau writes in his Sefer on Pirkei Avos, on that Mishnah, every single person in life is meshubit to something. Right? Meshubit to their phone, meshubit to sports, meshubit to exercise, meshubit to money, meshubit to, we have something that takes charge of who we are. The only free person is the one who's able to pull back and conquer and say, I'm not meshubit to anything. I can have self-control. Right? Let's say somebody's trying to lose weight. So if they eat everything they want, so are they free? They're not free. They're held hostage by the food. They would love to not eat. They would love to not eat, but you know what? They're in shackles. When are they free? When they can make the decision of, I'm not going to eat that. That shows that they're making their own decisions. I could be in control. Rabbi Jack there, in one of his Sfarim about Sefer about Emunah, quotes a story that he knew there was a certain individual who was just becoming frum, and it was the first Shabbos that he was becoming frum. And he comes back to the place where he's sleeping, and the light's on. And he's like, oh gosh, what do I do? Well, I didn't really start yet. So, you know, I could just turn it on this time, because I just started. But I need a good night's sleep so I could have a good davening tomorrow. But back and forth. So ultimately, he did not turn the light off. And he had somewhat of a fitful sleep, but he said he woke up, and he never felt more exhilarated and inspired in his life. Because he recognizes that he controlled his actions. He was in control. So when we make our own decisions, you know, we that's freedom. That's freedom to ourselves. So mitzvahs free us to live our lives. That's a second idea. So the sacrifice that builds the relationship, there's freedom in order to live our lives based on, you know, what we decide. Right, someone from the outside might not realize this. Right, there's a fascinating Rabbi Lam has in one of his drushes of Parshas Saf. He quotes a Gemara in Yuma that says, talks about Machlokas Tanoim, whether the room where the Kohen Gadol stayed for the week before Yom Kippur, we know he stays away the week before Yom Kippur, he stays in a separate room, the Lishkas Parhedrin, whether it gets a mezuzah or not. Machlokas, because it's only used for a week, it only is residence for a week. So one of the Tanoim say, it has to get a mezuzah. Why? Because it doesn't have a mezuzah, people are going to say, well, the Kohen Gadol's going to be in jail for a week. If it doesn't have a mezuzah, so it must not be a real resident. So people are going to say that, oh, look at him. Look at him. He's in jail for a week. Right? Chavish Beveso Asurim. So Rabbi Lam unbelievably takes that al derech drush. He says, think about it. The Kohen Gadol is getting ready for the moment that he's been waiting for the whole year, his entire life even, right? Getting ready to be on the holiest spot, the holiest day of the year, the Kodesh Kadashim. And he's so psyched for a week. He is focused. But yet the people outside are looking like, oh wow, Kohen Gadol's in jail. Kohen Gadol is stuck. He can't move. Rabbi Lam says, that's Yadus. You know, when you're on the inside, you realize how it's inspirational, how it's fulfilling, how it gives us freedom, yet people looking in from the outside would look at it and say, oh, it's in shackling. Right? People, it's you know, there are so many no's and so many can'ts and so many limits. So that's, you know, sometimes from the outside, you got to get more people inside. But else they think it's nifsa chavish bebeis asurim. Oh, you keep Shabbos? That's terrible, right? But you know, in the days of the Kohen Gadol, he recognized that from the inside. Okay, but that's freedom. Number three, there's real benefits, one might say, both tangibly and metaphysically. Tangibly and metaphysically, the Torah tells us that it's good for us, right? Pasuk Perek Dalet Pasuk Mem in Dvarim. The Torah says it's good for you. So the Torah says it's good for you. It's not like there's a person. Right? That it's good for us, the Torah tells us. So in the practical realm, right? The Rambam says this is the greatest gift that Hashem has given us. Right? The Rambam's lashon, Hatova Hagadola, Sheishpia Kadosh Baruch Hu. So, Lomaisa, we know there are some halachas, practically, right? The Gemara Maseches Nida, the whole idea of Taras HaMishpacha, is to keep the excitement going throughout a marriage. The language of the Gemara, Nida, Daflamet Aleph, Tanya Hariya Remeir Omer. Mipnima Omer Torah Nida L'Shiva. Why on a Daraisa level? Nowadays it's a couple more days, but why on a Dara level is Nida Tmeah for 7 days? Mipnei Sharagoba V'Katzpa. Because if they're always able to be with each other, they'll just get disgusted with each other. Omer Torah Te Tmeah Shiva Yamim. Right? Laws of Taras and Mishpacha, sometimes they're challenging. But they're there to help keep the Shalom Bayis and keep the excitement in the marriage. That's the purpose. That's the Gemara. So that every month is exciting and it doesn't get stale. So that's what mitzvahs do. Right? The Gemara Menachos tells an amazing story about how tzitzis could protect us from sin. Right, if we constantly wear tzitzis and we remember what the tzitzis is supposed to do for us, right? Shabbos. I mean, who could live without Shabbos? Who could imagine a life without Shabbos? On a practical level, it just takes us away from the world. It gives us an escape, right? As they say, unplug to plug in. Right? It's a day to focus. It's a day to focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on our family. Right? They say stop making a living and start living. Right? All different lashonos that there are. But that's Shabbos. But also, of course, on a metaphysical level. Right? But what mitzvahs do to a person. It's a medrash that mitzvahs are there. Letzarif hesabrio. So all mitzvahs purify us and help us focus on what's important. So that's a third idea. So this sacrifice creates a relationship. This freedom that we're given, there's benefits. Another idea, limitations are good for us to have. To recognize that we're not the balabais of the world. Because there's so much in life that is out of our control. Jew or non-Jew. There's so much in life that's out of our control. You know, we could go through life making whatever decisions that we want and we think that we're the balabais. But really, the fact that, you know, There are mitzvahs that tell us what to do in the morning and what to do in the afternoon. The fact that there are these rules remind us that we're not the Baal Habira. We're not the one in charge, and that helps us recognize that everything else in life is not for us. And when we recognize that, it's a nechama. That's the Baal Amor. The Rabbeinu Yonah quotes the Baal Amor at the end of his commentary on Perkei Avos, Lo yadati sheyadati, ad sheyadati shelo yadati. Right, I didn't realize that I knew something until I realized that I didn't know something. I mean, when we feel like we know everything, then we know nothing. Right, when we recognize that there are limitations, so that's already a mila. That's already something that we realize is something valuable. So lo yadati sheyadati ad sheyadati shelo yadati. We have to recognize that. Right, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky writes this in Parshas Ekev relating to Mara. We know there are certain mitzvahs that were given in Mara. To Chal Yisrael, Kibbut Avaim and Shabbos, different versions of the Gemara, and Rashi changes one. We had a shiur about this last year, but one of them is Paraduma. That's the strangest one on the surface because they didn't have Avoda yet. They didn't have a Mishkan yet. You could keep Shabbos, you could do Kibbut Avaim, but why Paraduma? So Rabbi Yaakov explains the message that Hashem wanted to ingrain in them already early on is that, you know, you're not in charge, you're not going to understand everything. Right, and Paraduma teaches us that. Paraduma teaches us as a chok that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the only one that's unlimited, the only one that understands everything, and we have to recognize that. They quote Peshemer of Amital. Rav Amital said that a Baal Tshuva, which mitzvah should a Baal Tshuva start with? So he says, take three mitzvahs. Three mitzvahs: one bein adam lamakom, one bein adam lachavero, and one chok. Right, three. Because those are the messages of teaching, you know, the different parts of our Avodas Hashem. Because that's important to learn as well. And finally, the last idea to mention, and that is, again, relating to the Rabbi Lamb that we just mentioned before, a simchas achayim. There's a certain type of fulfillment that one, as one is on the inside, you know, one recognizes and one feels, right? Rav Moshe Feinstein writes this in Yoredeya, Chela Gimel Simen Ayin Aleph, where he has a hanhogas more b'yeshiva, right? He gives lessons to teachers in schools. He wrote this back in Sivan in 1972. He says, let me give you a couple of messages. That's a tshuva where he talks about, everybody nowadays, all the students want to know about a good time. Gimel Vav Dalid, Tes Yud Yud Mem. But Rav Moshe says the message of a Rebbe is to give off the feelings that there's nothing greater than being an Oved Hashem. And there's nothing greater than learning Torah. And he says, and it can't be that the Rebbe is like krechzing, oh, I'm doing this because I have to make a living, I'd rather be doing something else. No, he has to give off the impression that there's nothing greater, there's no more greater riches than giving, than being involved in Torah, than teaching Torah. And that should give us, that should give simcha. He should pass that along with simcha. The Arizal said that any hasaga that he achieved in life was because of the simcha that he had when he did mitzvahs. And it's not easy. Ivdu as Hashem b'simcha. It's an avoda. There are many things in life that pull us down from having simcha. And depending on one's own personality, you know, the more anxiety prone one is, and the more, you know, stiff a person is, you know, it's more challenging. More challenging. You know, often in a marriage, there's one that's more anxious filled and one that's more relaxed and laid back. One can imagine which one I am. But again, it's the more anxiety and the more focus, it's harder. But, you know, one has to ivdu. It's an avoda, but besimcha. But if we try to focus on that, those aspects of Ashreinu Matov Chalkenu, and there's a lot of sources related to this, that's something that could also give us fulfillment. So again, this last line of Masech Seder Moed tells us that all Jews are full of mitzvahs karimon. So why they're so important to have so many mitzvahs? So we gave a couple of ideas relating to our life and the package of mitzvahs that we have. We'll stop here.